Captain's log, 29th June, 1870. Captain Ignatius Engelberger, Tar Fleet. We've docked the steamboat Queen Enterprise on the far northern shores of Mississippi River. An enormous wall of turbulent water prevents us from going farther. The locals call it Grand Rapids, though I have yet to learn why. Surrounded by such natural beauty, one can see much opportunity here. Tall white pines and lush undergrowth suggest the possibility of chopping down those trees, grinding them up, and turning them into paper. Paper, white gold. With the popularity of newspapers, magazines, and ticker tape, one can see in Grand Rapids a perpetual economic machine as sturdy and profitable as whale oil. I mean, sure, a man can imagine fanciful replacements for paper. With this fad electricity, I suppose one could modulate an electrical current into a signal that could be beamed through the air, allowing the transmission of human voice and music to home devices. I imagine they could do the same with pictures, perhaps even compressing information into microscopic grains that could be sent through wires, much like a telegraph, but with pictures of cats. But even then, paper would be necessary to pay the men who did this kind of work the untold fortunes they'd surely deserve. Even more, paper would be needed for toiletry purposes. I mean, machines couldn't possibly dry one's hands. Indeed, there will always be some need for paper. Even if Americans ever grow weary of paper, surely some foreign elements would be tempted to run a mill here. If not the Swedes, then perhaps the Finns. Yes, the Finns would be just the type. We will disembark tomorrow, returning south to St. Paul and beyond. I will speak of this place and return as soon as I can.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Salutations from the scrub brush, pine forested mining and timberland of northern Minnesota. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live on Northern Community Radio from the Miles Rife Performing Arts Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Tonight's show is made possible by the generous support of the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Additional support tonight from Pleasant Seasons and Evergreen Terrace. And we can't forget our friends at Satch's Bar and Grill Resort and Semi-Modern Cabins. The Great Northern Radio Show celebrates modern life off the beaten path. Grand Rapids has been a logging town, a mining town, a paper town, sometimes all at the same time. It's the home of Judy Garland and enough hockey players to shake a stick at and get your face punched in.